Oh, hey. How was your day, love? Are you sure that it was fine? It's just the look on your face says otherwise. You can tell me. I'm here for you. How about I get close? Give you a hug? Maybe we can slow dance together in the doorway. Oh, you may know this, but I really feel safe with you close to me, your arms around me. I don't know, just some sort of cosmic connection. From the moment our skin touched, I hoped, prayed, felt that you were the right one for me. Well, I mean, I knew you. You weren't a stranger. I mean it. I don't mind. You don't see all the things I see when I look in the mirror, my insecurities. You said as much. You said that you were into pretty shy girls. Yeah. So, we could say, in some ways, you used more than just your eyes to see me, right? Of course. I like it when you tell me that I'm pretty, even when I can't see it. Of course, silly. Sometimes I like it even more when your hands tell me, though. It's hard to argue with. Do you like it when my hands tell you? I have something on the stove, but it can wait. You look like you need a snuggle. How about we go sit on the couch and you rest? You just look tired. Come on. Yeah. Do you want to place your head on my lap? Of course you can. I'm being serious. In fact, come here, good boy. Put your head in my lap. There you go. It's good, isn't it? Your face. Your cheeks. Your hair. I just like everything about you. Imperfections and all. Well, that makes you more real. And not everybody gets to see them, so that makes it feel special. I get to see you in my own way, silly. I know. I know you won't agree with me, but I really mean it when I say that you are just so good for me. Perfect, even. Well, not, you know, extrinsically perfect, but a perfect fit for me. Well, you just can't see it. It's okay. Shh. I know. I think. Okay, I remembered something. Can I tell you about it? Okay. Do you remember? There was that time that I didn't believe any compliment you gave me. Well, I just couldn't accept that someone would say such nice things about me and actually mean it. My brain said, since no one tells me I'm pretty, I don't know what being pretty is or what that means. Well, I even convinced myself that there was no way that I was beautiful on the inside. You know that cliche, beautiful on the inside, it's better than beautiful on the outside. Yeah. Well, my brain turned that into a weapon too. Yeah, it's good like that. I'm humbled that you didn't give up on me back then. I know, I needed so much encouragement. But you just kept letting me see what you saw. You kept showing me things I was blind to, and you helped me learn to love myself. Yeah, that's a big gift. Yeah. You'd say things that would really land, and I couldn't ignore them anymore. They kind of sunk in. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what you said about seeing? Well, you said that you didn't really need to see to know what is beautiful. It's cheesy, but it was quite effective. Mm-hmm. Well, I can feel you feel that you're trying your best, that you're doing what you can, and that you care so deeply. You care so much for me and the people you love. And I think maybe it's important to you that you helped me see me better, because you know what it feels like to feel inadequate. Yeah. But I've been watching you. Mm-hmm. My good boy. And I have this instinct. Tell me if I'm wrong. But maybe you have been feeling more insecure about yourself lately. Oh, is that a blush? I might be on to something. Well, at first it was actually kind of hard for me to believe that the same person that helped me so much, helped me speak to myself the way I speak to others, might be hard on himself in a way that's unfair. Oh. Sometimes you question that you were handsome? I thought so. But you are worthy of me. I don't agree with any of that. I understand why you might feel that, but it's so illogical. Do you remember? I used to compare myself to other girls, and you helped me not do that? The girls that don't show any insecurity. The girls that, I don't know, could make you feel loved without much effort, but it wasn't. Yeah. Look, I know that it's a bit hard to believe that some people really, really mean it when they say that you are handsome and capable of so many things. Or that when I say that you are the most beautiful human I have ever known. Okay, rugged. Is that better? I could have never wished for someone as amazing as you. Not in a million years. Uh-uh. I was like you. The you in this moment that doubts, that questions, that turns away every compliment, unable to see positive things about myself. But you helped me see. So if you were able to help me change, can you do that for you? How about I quote the very awesome guy that I know? He's super smart and, oh, I don't know, just the best. Mm-hmm, the world agrees. Well, he once told me, you don't need to use your eyes to know what is beautiful. What do you mean? And those are the exact same words. Not the exact same words? Whatever. I knew what you meant, and you know what I mean. You're horrible. Such a troll. Right now, the head of the most precious person I have had the honor to cross paths with in my life is resting in my lap.
Mm-hmm.
And my hands are stroking his hair, his neck, his adorable nose. If you don't believe me, don't believe my hands. Mm-hmm. You can close your eyes, feel the tingles. Mm-hmm. Give me your fingers. Such nice hands you have. But my hands roaming your face, your neck. Oh, they see more than eyes can, right? And if that isn't enough, if you don't believe my hands, you stubborn naughty. How about you believe these lips? Believe me now. You're very sleepy. So why don't you take a nap? You can keep your head in my lap. And you can think about everything I've said to you so far. And maybe dream a dream. A dream in which you learn to see yourself.